I have been working with a client who wants to start a podcast. The first question I asked her is, who do you want to speak to? She responded, everyone. It's a fair answer. I think sometimes when we are starting out, we want everyone to hear the message that we want to share. But let's reverse the roles for a second. Let's say you are listening to a podcast. Do you want to hear podcasts about everything? Obviously, no. Now, I love my husband. He's a very mechanically talented man, and he has a knack for fixing things. As a farmer, he's very interested in tractors. And as a farmer's wife, I can appreciate tractors much more than before I was a farmer's wife. They make work on the farm so much easier. But honestly, that is about where my interest ends. However, his love for tractor goes far beyond mine. So far that going to a tractor pull is very entertaining to him. Have you ever been to a tractor pull? Yeah, before I got married to my husband, I had no idea tractor pulls even existed. Let me very quickly explain. There are different types of tractors that pull a given amount of weight down a track, and the person who goes the farthest wins. If there are any tractor pull enthusiasts listening to this podcast, please forgive me for my less than accurate, oversimplified description of what a tractor pull is. Anyway, my husband and I are about to celebrate our 18th anniversary in May, and I have been to a lot of tractor pulls over the years, and I have come to appreciate them out of love for my husband and now for my sons. But would I ever seek out information about tractors or tractor pulls for my own learning or entertainment? No, obviously I wouldn't. So what do tractor pulls have to do with building a business? Stay tuned to find out. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning into the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast today. Before we get started, it would be really helpful if you took the Work From Home personality quiz before listening to this episode. You can head over to amyjarthur.com and there's a button in the upper right-hand corner to take the quiz. It is fast and free, and the results of this quiz will help you in today's episode. The link is also in the show notes. So today we're going to talk about narrowing down your niche. So what do tractors and tractor pulls have to do with building a business? Really nothing, except I use this illustration to prove to you that an avid tractor puller would not seek out the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. They are going to search out podcasts about tractors. Of course, I couldn't resist, and I searched for a tractor podcast, and there was only one. The main topic was about eco-agriculture, not tractors. So if there's anyone out there who is a tractor enthusiast, it is an untapped market. What I'm really trying to say is that when you start a business, you are not going to market to everyone, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Like I said, I was recently working with a client who wanted to start a podcast, and she hadn't really thought about who her target market is. She thought that everyone would want to listen to her podcast, and I totally get that. If you were someone who wants to help people, you want to help everyone. But I had to break the news to her, and now I'm breaking it to you. When you try to talk to everyone, you talk to no one. Let me say that again, in a different way. When you try to help everyone or sell to everyone, you help no one and sell to no one. Today we are going to explore 5 reasons why you need to niche down to see faster success in your business. And for the sake of time, I'm going to choose one personality type from the Work From Home quiz and use that throughout this podcast. I found that 45% of you who have taken the quiz are a digital Deborah personality. So that is the example that we will use today. However, this podcast applies to each personality type. So first of all, as a refresher, a digital Deborah is a Christian work-from-home mom who efficiently establishes and manages her own thriving online business. She uses digital tools such as long-form content and social media platforms to generate income through products such as online courses, digital products, memberships, affiliate marketing, and one-on-one coaching, just to name a few. So now that we established who Digital Deborah is, first things first. What is a niche? And how do you even pronounce that word? I used to say niche. I mean, come on, I come from Wisconsin, so sometimes I say words a little different than someone from the East or West Coast would say it. A niche is a focused set of people or businesses who want to purchase your specific offering. Think of a niche as your area of specialty. Let's use me as an example. I speak to Christian moms who want to find meaningful work-from-home opportunities so they can focus on their faith and family. I do not speak to tractor enthusiasts. However, someone may hire me for my expertise to help them build a business, even if they are not a Christian or a mom. But nobody is going to hire me to talk about building a pulling tractor. If you've listened to this podcast from the beginning, you know that I have other passions, such as homesteading, saving money on food. But that's not all. I'm also passionate about homebrewed kombucha. In fact, I have been brewing my own kombucha from the same SCOBY for over 12 years. But it would be really strange if I recorded an episode all about brewing your own kombucha on the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. In fact, right now you may be thinking, what in the world is a SCOBY? Now don't get me wrong, there is a kombucha niche out there. And I know of a woman who makes a lot of money talking about and selling kombucha SCOBYs. But that's not me. My niche is you, a mom who wants to earn money from home, and my passion is to help you. So there are five reasons why you need to niche down and not just talk about everything that you're passionate about. So why do you need to niche down? Let's talk about these five reasons. Number one, it helps you find your ideal customer. The first and one of the most compelling reasons it is vital for you to narrow your niche down is to attract your ideal customer. If you're able, if you're not driving, close your eyes and picture your perfect customer. Do you help a new mom learn how to nurse a baby and care for a newborn? Do you help an overwhelmed homeschool mom organize her curriculum and keep peace throughout her homeschool day? Or maybe you help an empty nest mom find new purpose now that her children are grown. As you are starting your work from home journey, you may or may not know who your ideal customer is or who to attract. At this point, you're just trying to get traffic no matter where or whom it comes from. So being picky is the last thing that should be on your mind. For example, I work with a few clients who are not my ideal customer, but they are trying to build an at-home business. So I am happy to work with them. But if you go chasing everyone without knowing who you truly want to work with, you're going to end up with your business going another direction than you originally intended. Every business has a niche. A couples counseling therapist won't be the best pick for a therapist whose focus involves treating childhood trauma. So as you can see, niching down helps you identify your ideal client. And only then can you deliberately market to appeal to that customer. That's how you grow a business that you are genuinely passionate about and that you truly love because you're helping people while doing what you love. A couple of tips about finding your ideal customer. You may not find your ideal customer on your first round. So please don't get discouraged when you're not attracting exactly who you want. Just keep trying and eventually you'll find the niche that you need to build your business. Another thing to keep in mind is that your ideal customer may be very similar to you a few years ago. In fact, that is often the case because you are teaching someone who is coming up behind you and wants to learn about your expertise. Okay, the second reason you need to niche down is because it hones your skills. When you have a niche, you're able to narrow your focus and not only hone and sharpen your skills, but you're also able to become an expert in that niche. You'll find customers willing to pay you money, and as you can probably guess, it's impossible to become an expert and have knowledge about every single part of the industry that you're in. However, it's nearly a breeze to become an expert in a narrow niche. You're already passionate about it, then the rest will come along. And when this happens, your work becomes even more exciting as you feel comfortable devoting time to learning more about your niche that you already enjoy. Okay, number three, you won't be spreading your energy too thin. As a busy mom with other responsibilities, you can't dip your hand into every part of your industry, and you can't try to cater to every client. If you do, you will burn out. You will become overwhelmed. It's inevitable. But the solution is to narrow down your focus and what you specifically want to do. When your business has a specific product you love and believe in, you can focus on it more. If your business is more of a service, focus on who you want to help most and think about how you're going to do that. You don't have to think big and wild when it comes to business. It's dramatically more comfortable to feel smaller. You can grow your niche slightly more. This way, you're growing in the right direction, the right way, and the right time. So basically, I'm saying that you start out small and grow bigger. And not only that, you don't need a big audience. You just need a group of loyal customers who you serve. You don't need millions of followers. You don't even need thousands. Which brings me to the third reason you need to narrow your niche. You get a loyal customer base. When you choose a niche, you guarantee that you will have a loyal customer base of people who genuinely enjoy your product or service and you as a person. This applies to all personality types. Whatever your business is about, whether you're creating an online course, selling products on Etsy, providing freelance services, or a service business, or even working in a corporate remote job, niching down helps you find these hidden gems of customers who need your particular brand. You're making a place and name for yourself and your business in that niche, and only then do you find the customers who love the service you're providing. Think of it this way. Think of the difference between a department store and a boutique. Boutiques usually have a loyal customer base, and they tend to charge higher prices. When you walk into a boutique, you expect that not only it's going to be more expensive, but you also know the owner and that person behind the counter. They are very knowledgeable about their specific product. On the other hand, when you walk into a department store or big box store, first of all, you're lucky if you can even find an employee. And secondly, you're lucky if they know something beyond the bare minimum. Okay, the next reason you need to niche down is niches result in less competition. So niches result in there being less competition when it comes to your business. Niches can also result in similar businesses collaborating with you, and both parties are lifting each other up. The more general your business is, the more competition you will have. But working in a small niche encourages collaboration with other like-minded people. Small niches allow you to collaborate, network, and befriend people with similar passions and ideas. The next time a person meets someone who fits your ideal customer and is searching for your exact type of service, most likely that person will refer this ideal customer to you. The fifth and final reason that we're going to talk about today when it comes to narrowing down your niche is that niches make more money. I've often heard it said, the riches are in the niches, and that is true. If this doesn't convince you, then nothing else will. The top reason why you should niche down and narrow your focus is this simple fact. Niche businesses make more money and can obtain larger clientele. When you have a niche, you can increase your price, and more importantly, more ideal customers will come to you, and they will be the right customers. Also, not only are you making more money because you're able to charge more, there's not a lot of competition out there, so there's no real comparison to price. By niching down, you're cutting down on unnecessary expenses and being cost effective. Think about it this way. Who's making more, a heart surgeon or a general practitioner? This happens because you spend less money on marketing and trying to compete with more general businesses. So we have learned about the five reasons to niche down in your business. That is only scratching the surface. There are other reasons as well. The five reasons that we talked about today are: it helps you to find your ideal customer, it hones your skills, get a loyal customer base, there is less competition, and number five, niches make more money. And this doesn't mean that you cannot expand your niche in the future, but for now, I want to encourage you to start with a small niche. Who knows, someday, maybe I will have an episode all about my beloved 12-year-old kombucha SCOBY. But for now, I'm going to keep talking about the Christian Work From Home Roadmap. So we have talked all about the reasons why, but how do you do this? How do you narrow down your niche? I'm excited to announce a waiting list for a beta program that I am launching in April. It will be a step-by-step guide to building your online business. There will be videos, workbooks, and weekly live calls with me. There is a link in the show notes to join the waiting list and to receive a special discount. However, if you are ready to get started now, you can always book a free discovery call with me to see if we would be a good match to work one-on-one. Again, you can check the show notes for all these links. And until next time, find your uniqueness, follow the straight and narrow path, foster financial freedom, and focus on your faith and family. I will see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.